A very good morning, everyone. I'm Gujinder Bhatt from New Mexico State University, and my topic is salinity and use alteration on chili pepper at various growth stages. In southern New Mexico, where I'm doing this study, surface water availability is declining due to continuous droughts, and thus groundwater is increasingly used for irrigation by the farmers. But about 75% of the groundwater is saline or brackish, that is having an electrical connectivity of more than 3 decisiemens per meter. Thus, the brackish groundwater needs treatment before used as irrigation. And the treatment can be possible through a desalination process known as RO, or reverse osmosis. Let me explain you about RO in a brief. In the RO process, after desalination, the products are clean water and RO concentrate. RO concentrate, it's highly saline. It has the management problem, and it's very difficult to get rid of it. And the management problem is the factor that is limiting the widespread implementation of RO through RO in New Mexico. But it may be possible to use RO concentrate as irrigation, like by mixing it with clean water or without clean water even in some of the crops. So if we talk about crops of New Mexico, chili pepper is an important cash crop of New Mexico that is cultivated over an area of 8,000 to 10,000 acres annually. So if we want to schedule an irrigation design by using RO concentrate, there is a need to evaluate the factor of irrigation with RO concentrate on various growth stages. So my objective were to quantify the effect of irrigation water salinity gradient on germination, growth, and physiology of chili peppers, and also to quantify the relative salt tolerance of 5 different chili pepper varieties. So I started my study with a germination experiment that I conducted in petri dishes. Then I moved to emergence experiment that I did in soil-filled pots. And then I extended my study to plant growth. And I did all these experiments by using 4 different natural saline waters. It's not possible for me to discuss all the results here, but I am presenting some of my important results. This graph is showing mean emergence time. The cultivars are plotted on x-axis, and the time in terms of days is plotted on y-axis. So I found out that mean emergence time, the time taken by seedling to emerge out of soil, it increased with the increasing salinity. You can see the red bars. The seedling in the high saline treatment, like 7.5 decisiemens, they took more time to emerge as compared to lower treatments. And if we talk about plant growth, visual differences can be seen in terms of plant growth in these 3 varieties, Arizona 1904, Paprika 25, and Paprika 70. Here plants are organized by increasing salinity from left to right. So these plants of 3 varieties, they got stunted with increasing salinity, while the other 2, Joe Parker and Sandia Select, they didn't show any difference. So for more methods and materials, more results and conclusion, please visit my poster. My poster number is 1520, and I will try to explain my study in more detail there. Thank you.
Any questions? So I have a question. Yeah. In your greenhouse experiment, did you try to control for whether salts could redistribute to the surface and create any heterogeneity in how the salts are distributed in your pots?
No, like I'm not controlling any leaching fraction. I'm just giving them equal water. I'm checking out the effect on leaching fraction and evapotranspiration with the salinity, but I'm not controlling. I'm giving them equally, treating them equally. Yeah.
Any other questions? All right. Thank you very much.